Change the subject slightly. Ajahn Chah, you recommended, you know, like just getting up as soon as you wake up. You have some interesting practices you did. Like use the toothbrush.
Put a tooth. Well, I did that a couple times, but it was put it. I mean, that's in the days before. If you put your toothbrush on your clock, so you can't just put the toothpaste on, put your toothbrush out, and then where your clock is, and then as soon as your alarm goes off, you pick up your toothbrush and put it in your mouth, and you gotta get up. You can't sort of roll over there, and you can't just, of course, snooze. I would put two or three glasses of water, not full, but you know, about a couple inches of water, right beside where I was sleeping, so that I had no place to sort of roll around. And I had to be extremely mindful of if I moved in the night without mindfulness. Then it was sort of like basically right next to it. So that, and then if, because getting up in the morning it's also sort of the mindfulness that you continue through the night that's important. So that if there's that alertness through the night, and when it gets time to wake up in the morning, and you're awake, and you just rest the body, and then get up, so that and then if you know really lost mindfulness during the night, then there'd be a puddle in the morning. So those are ways of working, but also just doing sitter's practice. I did a lot of sitter's practice, just the body is able to sleep and then just get going in the morning. Yeah, those are a few ways that I